This Going Green segment is made possible by A1A Solar.
Welcome back. Well, finally, this hour, fans of the Kentucky Derby know the big race is always held the first Saturday in May. Saturday, May 6th, here in town, you can enjoy the fun of the Derby, dress up, and go green at the same time. It's all at Greenscape of Jacksonville's Root Ball. Here with more, Greenscape Executive Director Lisa Vick-Gruba. Good morning.
Good morning, Melissa.
And co-chair of the Root Ball, Debbie Early of the Late Bloomers Garden Club. Hey, good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
All right, Lisa, let's start with you. This is a tradition in Jacksonville. The Root Ball is a lot of fun.
That's right. We have been putting on the Root Ball for 16 years, and it has been co-hosted with the Late Bloomers Garden Club. And we do it to raise money to plant trees in Jacksonville, but more than that, to do some community programming. So we've been planting trees for 50 years in Jacksonville. We plant in parks, in schools, and what we've really wanted to do in recent years is connect more with the neighbors who live around those parks and schools. So by raising additional money, we have been able to do that, and we just had an amazing success story last year. We planted at a park just north of downtown, and in a public housing authority area. We had kids from that neighborhood come over and participate in our tree planting. And at the end of the day, one of the six-year-olds said to us, "I will never forget this day for the rest of my life."
Aww.
And that was a reminder to us that it's not just about trees, it's about people.
Yeah.
And so that's part of what we raise these funds for. And so this is our 16th annual Root Ball, and our theme is a Kentucky Derby watch party, ante up for Derby Day.
Excellent. Now, Debbie Early, anyone who's been to a Derby party knows if you're a woman, you're wearing the hat, the big hat, the beautiful gown. If you're a guy, you're putting on that seersucker suit, and there better be some good mint juleps on hand. So tell us all about the party.
Well, I'm glad you brought up mint juleps, because when people arrive, they will come into the courtyard at the Garden Club, and they will be passing mint juleps and hors d'oeuvres for everyone. And then the race itself is at 6:50 p.m. Mm-hmm. The event starts at 6, and then at 6:50 is the race. And as everyone knows, it's called the most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
Right.
So we'll all watch the race together, and everyone will have a chance, actually, prior to the race, to just bet on the horse that they think might win this year. So that's fun for everyone, specific to the race. And then just after the race ends, we'll have lots of other activities, including dinner, of course, which is going to be provided by Biscotti's. And we'll also have something new this year to just make it more fun, we think, for everyone. And that is, we're going to have casino games. So we'll have...
So lots of betting going on.
Yes, exactly.
And not just on the horse race.
Right. We'll start with the horses, and then we're going to have some fun just betting either craps, blackjack, or roulette. And we think that'll just add to the festive atmosphere.
Absolutely.
We'll also have a DJ, and we're going to have some incredible silent auction and live auction items for people to bid on. Yeah.
Sounds great. And if you've never been to the Garden Club, what a beautiful venue right next to the Cummer Museum. And
on the river.
On the river. And, you know, Lisa, building our tree canopy in Jacksonville, not only does it make this city more beautiful, it keeps people cool. It combats
Absolutely.
Heat islands. It's a public health measure. What you're doing as well.
It really is. And we have really targeted our tree plantings in the last couple of years to align them with both the national goals of tree equity and the city's goals of, you know, heat island reduction. You know, that's something Ann Colonnese, our chief resiliency officer, has really prioritized. Mm-hmm. A lot of people participate in that heat island study this summer, and we specifically go out and plant in the heat island. And also, resiliency projects. We just did a project out at Lou Brantley Park, which is in the McGirt's Creek watershed, where we added 100 trees to take up stormwater and keep that polluted stormwater from running out into the watershed. And so in 75 years, those 100 trees will have taken up 3 million gallons of stormwater. And so, yes, the beautification is important, The shade is important, but so is using trees as tools in green infrastructure projects. So we all know now that we need more than just gray infrastructure. We need to use green infrastructure to solve some of our coming issues.
So with all of that said, get your tickets now for Greenscape of Jacksonville's 2023 Root Ball. Help grow the tree canopy in our area. And this is a really fun party, everyone. I've been to it. So get your tickets now at greenscapeofjax.org. Be part of the Derby fun. Thank you so much, ladies, for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Melissa, thank you. As always, for having us.
Thank you. And remember, get the hats. Got to dress up for this.
Right.
Look the part when you go to this bash. It's fun. As someone who's been to the Kentucky Derby, I can tell you, it's a lot of fun.
The most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
That's right. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for listening along with the people here who run this horse race every day at such a high level. We'll be back at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Make it a great day.